And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the program, and that means that we're into the top 10, and lots to come your way this hour of the program. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland is in studio with me, and we count down every week the top 20, and it's a good countdown this week. Lots of movement. Not really any movement in our within the top three, or at least the top two are steady for a couple of weeks. And our number one sitting pretty for 7 weeks. That's and as you said in the first hour of the program, they're going for a record to try and beat Pac AD, and they sat there for 10 weeks. That's a long time.
It is. Normally, in the last couple of years that we did the program, normally an artist would only stay at the top for maybe 3 weeks. So we've had some pretty big Canadian records already in 2014.
And if I just think back to when we did, before we did this program, when we did just the local countdown, there seemed to be a lot more movement even on the local countdown, which kind of surprises me because of the number of stations that report. You think there would be a lot more movement, but I guess the trends of campus DJs across the greater Canada community would be are inclined to play a lot of what you're hearing on this show every week. So Yeah, that's why it sits, and that's good for us. And we thank, of course, we always I'd like to give a shout out every once in a while to the folks at Earshot, because without them we wouldn't be able to do this show. And these charts come from earshot-online.com, and Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that it is the national campus and community radio report, published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find special charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
So to Magnus and all the fine folks over at Earshot, thank you for all your tireless work. And to all the stations that report, you make this easy. All Brian and I have to do is come in and talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
I confirm. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you might want to take note of this. Earshot20@gmail.com, our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook and at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to contact us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're happy to give it to you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So please reach out to us. We're happy to throw that into the mix throughout the countdown. In this hour of the program, the top 10 plus Stephen Karlik joins us again, and we've got a bit more entertainment news for you, as well as his song pick of the week. And Brian's going to give you the lowdown. So I don't want to prolong it. We'll kick things off, and I'm a big fan, haven't listened to all of the album yet, but I do have quite a few songs from these guys on my personal music playing device, my CD Walkman that I carry, no, my iPod, and I really like them. So, Brian, it's all yours.
And a big debut up at number 10 this week. It is, as Anthony alluded to, the new record from Montreal's Chromeo called White Women. And here's a track called Jealous.
I get strung up from a love band. I wish she'd care to see. But she only cares when she's got the time. And I fret so much about her love band. I wish she'd let me be. But her destiny's got us intertwined. And is it really my fault? I get a shiver when I see her with those other guys, wearing the jacket I bought. I can't help but lose my temper, and I don't know why. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I ain't with it. girl don't pay no mind. So is it really my fault? I get a shiver when I see you with those other guys wearing the jacket I bought. So inclined, and I fret so much about her loving. I wish she'd let me be, but her destiny's got us so intertwined. Back in 2011, I decided to not let this play with my mind. But when the boys from out of town, they come back around, I feel like committing a crime. Yeah, I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
But you
20. Number 8.
Earshot 20.
And at number 8, falling one spot this week, was Adonis Adonis from Hard Boiled Soft Boiled. You heard a track called Are We Friends? Also falling one spot this week is Ought to number 9 from number 8. And that was from their album More Than Any Other Day, a track called Habit. Kicking us off this week, kicking off the set and the second hour. Debuting at number 10 is Chromeo from their new record White Women, a track called Jealous.
I'm digging it. It's good stuff. That's a good, go to iTunes right now, buy that album. Good stuff. Or, you know, attain it however you want. But I suggest you buy it because that's the right way. I am going to be responsible right now on the radio. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. It's we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check it out. I'm Anthony Emman, Brian Cleveland in studio. Coming up in just a few more minutes, Stephen Karlick joins us again. So there's another voice we add to the program. But first, a few more tracks. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 7, another artist falling one spot this week is Tokyo Police Club from the album Force Field. You're going to hear a track called Gonna Be Ready. And at number 6, down from number 4, is Cloud Nothings from Here Nowhere Else, a track called Now Here In.
Tokyo Police Club, your number 7 this week. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Number one, never last. to break. You're doing fine on your own. Cold, colder than anyone. You feel it all a moment later than I do. And every time I drive in the city, I think I see you.
Sir.
here in By Cloud Nothings. At number 6, Dance for Number 4 this week is their newest record, Here and Nowhere Else. And at number 7, Dance for Number 6 was Tokyo Police Club from Force Field. Kicking us off that set was a track called Gonna Be Ready.
It's Earshot 22nd hour of the program. We're counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. And if you've been on the website, you know that there is some movement in the charts and some good movement. But we're going to take a break from that countdown and head back to the phones and chat with Stephen Karlick once again from Exclaim Magazine, all the way from Toronto to you on the airwaves. And we're chatting entertainment news. And you have some news about a new release by Always, which I was confused about when I first saw it because there's two V's and I picked it up, but it's a little confusing for the W.
Maybe a French touch there with the W.
Oh, okay.
Always, pronounced Always, but it's spelled with two V's, is a Toronto guitar-based pop group. They've been around locally for a while, but they're releasing their first album through Polyvinyl, which is great to hear. Always, it's a self-titled release, so the album is also called Always. It was recorded by Chad Van Galen at his Yoko Ino studio in Calgary and mixed by Holy F member Graham Walsh, who has previously worked with Hannah Georges and Metz. It was also worked on, mixed by John Agnello, who's worked with Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr., and Kurt Vile. The album will be out on July 22nd with a Canadian release coming through Royal Mountain Records. The full track listing is available now. You can see it online, as well as the album art.
And something to look forward to from them. Also, just on the note of Chad Van Galen, who's actually on the charts and has been for the last couple of weeks, that guy seems to have his fork in everything.
He is a multi-talented fella. Every time we interview him, he talks about the multitude of projects he has on the go. And I remember a couple years ago he promised 11 albums were on the way, which was a nice thing to dream about. but he's a very talented guy, and he's got his hands in a lot of projects for sure.
Well, you can look forward to Always when they release, and also you can check them out, as Stephen said, on the website exclaim.ca. Tour dates also listed there. They'll be in New York and Ontario, or Toronto, Ontario, and in the Ontario area. Now, Stephen, as always, it is great to have you on the program, and thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. Now we're going to throw it to you for your song pick of the week.
Well, I was just telling you about the band Always. They are a stellar group. Everyone should hear them. They're going to. The first single from the new album is called Adult Diversion. Try not to get caught by its hooky chorus. It's on Earshot right now.
Earshot Extra. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5. Number 4.
were Blackfoot Reserve, high above Drumheller. Sky hostess starts to serve cloud shadows on the mountain, and our shadow on the mountainside. After Salt Lake City, I have time to close my eyes before Grand Canyon swallows us as we move south. I pray the Grand Canyon take our plane inside its mouth. Songs, the serious lines under palms ethereal in Hollywood's mysterious wild. These are coarse imaginings where cannibal inspectors thrive on delirious ramblings now in real and troubling times. In the warm confusion of the looming foliage outside, the motel room obscura, a divining by Venetian blinds.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Grand Canyon by Timber Tambor there at number four, falling just one spot this week with Hot Dreams. Before that, you heard from Bad Bad Not Good and a track called Can't Leave the Night. That's from their newest called Three at number five, up for number 15. And before that, you heard Stephen Karlick's pick this week, a track called Adult of Diversions by Alvaze.
Yeah, big thanks to Stephen for joining us, of course, every week. And you can find more from Exclaim at exclaim.ca. All the latest music news, albums, and tracks. We're going to take a break now again from the charts for a quick minute as we bring you a segment we like to every week. It gives you an insight into what's debuting on the charts, but below the top 20, because, of course, every week we count down the top 20, but we take it from the national top 50 of Earshot and earshot-online.com. And so Brian's going to tell you a bit about some of the albums that are debuting underneath the top 20, and we call this...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Eight debuts this week below the top 20. Kicking off the lowdown at number 50 this week is Winnipeg's Hey Pilgrim, who released their debut album, The Big Z, in March. Coming in at number 46 is South End Five Piece The Horrors, whose latest album of moody indie rock, their fourth, is entitled Luminous. Folk-leaning Toronto singer-songwriter Matthew Barber turns at number 45, his eighth album, Big Romance. And number 44, Tosca's debut release, an EP from Halifax synth-pop duo Vogue Dots. Night Window, the latest EP from Vancouver-based synth-pop crew Young Liars, is a follow-up to their 2012 debut album, Homesick Future, and it debuts at number 43. Sitting at number 41 is Montreal Sonic Avenues, whose Mistakes is their second LP for Dirt Nap Records. Indie Cindy is the new album from reformed alt-rock legends The Pixies, who released their first full album with three EPs brought together in album form for the first time in many years and given an early release for Record Store Day 2014, and it debuts at number 31. And last but certainly not least is the sixth album for Australia's The Bamboos. Fever in the Road closes our debuts at number 28.
I love my name pick this week is Indie Cindy. That's the best. Also, The Bamboos, close runner-up. Enjoy that.
I forgot that my new thing is crumpling up paper and throwing it at you. Oh, I missed. We were so close together.
Yeah, I know. You're not a very good aim. Didn't play sports as a kid, did you?
I did.
Did you?
I was on the baseball team. Oh. The card that they made was very depressing. There's no runs.
No stats at all.
No, just zeros.
Kept the bench warm, though. And they need people
team
like
team support.
There you go.
Team morale.
All right. Thanks for that, Brian. And so there you go. A little insight into what's debuting on the charts. And I feel like Young Liars sounds familiar to me. I feel like if we've played them on this program or maybe a previous program that we've done, but they sound familiar. So I'm going to put my money on them to climb up into the top 20. I'm going to start betting on who's going to make it in.
Where?
At
the casino?
Sure.
The Earshot Casino.
Hey, it's coming.
I got 10 cents in my pocket.
I think I have a toonie. Or we could just go get coffee or something during this next break. Because
with our $2 and your 10 cents, my 10 cents.
Could get us something. It could get us something. All right, we'll do it. We'll go get coffee as soon as we throw it over to the next track. And three more to bring you before this hour is complete and the countdown is finished for another week. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
And number three up for number five is Pink Mountaintops from their new record, Get Back. Here is Through All the Worry. We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Out of the heathen land.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco from Salad Days, his latest, sitting still for 7 weeks running at number one. Before that, number two was Chad Van Galen from Shrink Dust, a track called Where Are You? And kicking us off was Through All the Worry from the Pink Mountaintop's latest, Get Back, and number three up from number five.
Well, there you have it. Another countdown complete. Imagine that. And we couldn't have done it without you, the listeners, because you're what makes this program happen. So thank you very much for tuning in and joining us every week. And a little bit about this program. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You can also get us online a couple other ways. It's radioforall.net if you want to download the program, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in. Try not to miss me too much next week. I know Brian will will do a fabulous job, probably even better than me, being here with him. Even better than me. Because clearly I do this show by myself. How much talking do you do?
I tell people things.
You're the backbone. You're the steak, and I'm your potato.
I don't want to be a part of this analogy.
Oh, man. All right, stick around. There is more great programming on the way on this station. We'll be back next week with a brand new countdown. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.